All right, so thinking back over all of your CAS experiences so far, what's been a standout moment for you?
Like one moment?
Yeah, what might have been a standout experience or moment or something that you've learned?
I think it's probably my service, because like I've never really done a service like this before. Mainly like all of the services I've done, I've worked with like young children and like the elderly, but I've never actually worked with like clients who have like mental disabilities, and like it's kind of like a really new experience, and like it's, I don't know, I think it's really valuable, it's really different.
Okay, so thinking about that, what might have been some of the valuable things that you found in that experience? That maybe you've learned about, something you might have learned about yourself through having that experience, which is completely new.
I guess it's just, since I've never been in that position, it's like I learned a lot about like how to handle being in that position, I guess. Because a lot of like the different like clients that we have, they're really different to each other, and some of them like kind of like freak out at different things, and some like act out, and some are very like very they participate a lot. So like it's just like learning how to like behave in those situations and how to like make sure that it doesn't get out of control, because sometimes it might, and sometimes people get really uncomfortable sometimes if like it's like, because like I don't know, it's not something that we do every day. So I guess we just have to like learn how to like handle that.
So thinking about how you were at the beginning and how you are now when you're in those situations, what's changed?
I mean, at the beginning, like everyone was like, we weren't prepared. Like I wasn't prepared, because like I wasn't really sure what was gonna like happen during the service. And like at the beginning, there was a lot more like occurrences where people were like freaking out, because like some of them, like, cause like our teachers like told us that like they're not allowed to like hold your hand or like touch you in any way. And some of them do that. Like some of them really want to like hold your hand and dance with you. So like at the beginning, there were a lot of times we had to go to like the teacher and be like, what do we do? Like, how do we, like, we need someone to help. But now I guess like you can kind of tell if something's gonna like happen, you kind of just like steer it in a different direction. So like, I don't know. I mean, it still happens where people have to like ask the teachers, but like I haven't really had to do that. Like I think like I've learned how to like kind of tell if something's gonna happen, and like just continue dancing and make sure they don't dance.
So being a bit more sensitive to some of the body language signals or other things of the clients, and being able to predict and being confident with what you're doing. Okay, cool. So thinking about things within CAS, what have you found? Have you found something that might have been difficult for you, still difficult, or was difficult? And
well, out of like my activities, well, for me, like I think it'd probably be like my swimming, because I've been swimming for like my whole life and it's never been like a problem. But you know, like recently, it's like life gets like busy and stuff. So like, I think like my commitment to like the sport has like kind of gone down.
Do you want to pause it for a second?
I don't know how to pause it.